Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show and God Bless America. For Friday, April 12, 2019, here are three big things you need to know. Three, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a victim. Of course she is. You see, the mean Republicans and conservatives are inflicting emotional pain on her and really on all women of color. She made those comments after one of her colleagues got caught spewing hatred again. Two, celebrity lawyer to the porn industry, Michael Avenatti, is waking up today facing 300 years in prison. It seems, according to charges filed against him, that he was confused a lot. It seems he confused his client's money as his money and used it for himself. And number one, Julian Assange behind bars this morning after being kicked out of Ecuador's embassy in London after 7 years. The United States followed the arrest by filing charges against him for stealing American secrets and posting them on the internet. Hero or villain? Now, that depends on who you ask. Julian Assange has spent a decade releasing American secrets to the world by way of the internet. Many say he is a journalist and a hero for exposing what goes on behind the curtain, for exposing the deep state, if you will. But others say he's nothing more than a criminal who helped disseminate American secrets and has blood on his hands, along with Bradley Manning, who he worked with Chelsea Manning today, Bradley Manning then. I don't want to argue about pronouns. Deal? Deal. All right, so if you look at the things that this man was involved with, and he spent 7 years almost in the Ecuador embassy in London where he holed up. He didn't leave the building for 7 years, and they said he became unruly and unstable and spread feces and was a filthy pig. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm going by what the Ecuadorians have said about it in the last 24 hours. Now, the United States government regards WikiLeaks' founder as a dangerous national security threat ever since he and his organization opened a decade-long effort to expose United States secrets. That includes military files to, of course, the hullabaloo during the 2016 elections where DNC emails were released. Assange is 47 years old. He's been under investigation since at least 2010. The most famous of his work, though, being that 2016 election meddling. WikiLeaks revealing that secret files of the U.S. Guantanamo prison published highly sensitive National Security Agency intercepts, internal U.S. trade negotiation documents, and files from the CIA's ultra-secret Vault 7 hacking program. In 2016, the organization played a central role in Russian meddling during the presidential election. That is the claim, by the way. Julian Assange says he has no connection to Russia, and none of his information and none of the emails of the DNC came from Russia. He has repeated that numerous times, including about a year ago during an interview with Sean Hannity. Now, the just-concluded investigation by special counsel Bob Mueller alleged that Russian intelligence hacked materials from Clinton's campaign and released them through WikiLeaks. Now, if that's true, in that relationship, then, Julian Assange is acting as a journalist and should certainly not be targeted. But the United States seeking extradition now. They want him here. The U.S. announced a criminal charge Thursday against him, accusing him of conspiracy with Chelsea Manning. The charge relates to Assange's alleged role in one of the largest compromises of classified information in the history of the United States. And that announcement came right on the heels of a request for him to be extradited to America as well. So it depends on who you ask. Because some say it's a dark day for journalism. Others say it was a dark day for assets. Because he exposed people and had them put in harm's way. In fact, one congressman goes quite a bit further. One congressman says he has blood on his hands. That's Michael Waltz of Florida. He pulled no punches on his assessment of Julian Assange and Bradley Manning. He said the damage they did to the United States national security was significant. And it wasn't just about publishing emails, but rather about hacking into national defense computers. Appearing on Neil Cavuto yesterday, Congressman Waltz had this to say. It's Bite 7. Bite 7, go.
Neil, let me be clear. Julian Assange, Bradley Manning, and then related but separate Edward Snowden, they have blood on their hands. And I hope the Justice Department throws the book at them. I am looking forward to seeing them extradited back to the United States. And let's just talk for a second about what they did. They took all of our operational files. As a Green Beret in Afghanistan, we were conducting operations night after night after night against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, later on ISIS. They took all of our operational files, and particularly the sources, the local Afghans that were working with us. They did this in Iraq as well, and put them all over the internet. We know that Al-Qaeda had a specific intelligence unit scouring through WikiLeaks and using that information to then target not only American soldiers, but the local Afghans, the local Iraqis, and any other source that we use helping us in the war on terror. So they have blood on their hands, and I hope to see them go to jail for a long time.
And that is the opinion of many who work in government, that they were actively involved, and therefore they got people killed. When they release these bits of information, when they put these things out on the internet, treasure troves of such things, that they put people at risk. Jay Johnson served as Director of Homeland Security for President Barack Obama. He, too, does not see Julian Assange as a hero. He sees him as a criminal. He appeared on several programs over the last couple of days. Here's what Johnson had to say on Fox about it. Bite 9. Go.
Well, there may be a claim that what he was doing was legitimate journalist activity,
right.
And what constitutes a journalist is a more complex question in the age of the internet.
Sure.
But I do not regard him as a hero.
Period. Now, on the other side of that, if he is putting light on things that should have light on them, I mean, let's be honest. Most of us enjoy the emails we were seeing from the DNC during 2016 and other places. We all looked at it. We all repeated it. We all talked about it. It all came from Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Does that make us part and parcel to something more sinister? I certainly don't think so. I think that if it's out there and it's newsworthy, then it becomes news once it hits the public arena. That's my point of view. The problem that people have here when it comes to the relationship between Assange and Manning is that Assange is accused of trying to help Manning, or in actually helping Manning, find the passwords to break into those computers, to work through it with him to break the code so he can get into the computers and then publish those emails. That is not the role of a journalist. It is not the role of a journalist to help a source break the law in pursuit of a story. That is out of bounds. That is illegal. So I guess for me, we need to know more about what the backstory is between then Bradley Manning and Julian Assange as to how they got their hands on that classified material from the United States government. Now, if the government was compromised by Manning and Manning shared that information with Assange and he published it, there's no crime there. It's a dangerous place because you cannot start prosecuting journalists for doing their job. And as Jay Johnson pointed out, how do you define a journalist today in this world of social media? It too is complicated. Who qualifies as a journalist? Who is not a journalist? How do you meet that threshold? If you make a few posts on Instagram, does that make you a journalist? Things to consider as Julian Assange sits in the tank in the UK waiting for a ride back to the United States. It's Friday. You're listening to The Steve Rivers Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh, my God. Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.